other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back.
Police presence was massive.
We were just here 20-something hours ago, and now we are back live on air broadcasting worldwide. And what a tragedy happened during the last hour of the broadcast yesterday. And you would think the United States had just been hit by a nuclear bomb or something. The hysteria, the hyperventilating that is still ongoing right now on controlled corporate state-run press. You would think the end of the world happened yesterday because Miriam Carey, a woman they're saying was on prescription drugs, got scared by a drill and a, quote, makeshift temporary checkpoints in the area and got scared and ran off. And then the media said that she'd been firing like Yosemite Sam with two guns out the windows and had been smashing down barriers. And it turns out it was the police driving around like total maniacs, smashing into everything in sight. And then, of course, they blamed her for the cops running into barriers when she wasn't even anywhere around and then chasing the panicked woman around a roundabout until killing her in front of her baby. And you can make excuses and say, oh, she was dangerously driving. We didn't shoot out her tires. We just killed her because we love her. We care about her. We're heroes. As the Senate and the House have been saying, and as the bizarre Kathy Lehner, the police chief of the District of Mordor, the District of Criminals, the District of Con Artist, was saying, you can make excuses about all that, but you cannot make excuses about sweating senators and House members going, incredible job defending us from the terrorists. You are heroes. We're all battling through this and going on TV, and they're still on television. Right before I went on air, yeah, there's the standing ovation. Right before I went on air, I was watching the Communist News Network, and they had the ATF, FBI, all up there thanking each other, talking about how they faced down the most devastating threat in world history. Meanwhile, there are people dying by the hundreds of thousands with flesh-eating bacteria, children having convulsions and dying right now from their first vaccines in hospitals everywhere. Hospitals are killing people for their organs openly. They're forcibly sterilizing poor people all over the country. Troops are dying of DU. The government's announcing veterans are the number one enemy. They're bankrupting the country. The NSA is spying on us illegally. Government is committing every crime you can imagine. They're SWAT teaming old ladies that can't pay their property taxes and taking their homes. Foreign banks are above the law, sucking out $47 trillion. And the government is shut down, at least for the public. The government golf courses aren't. They're now putting up expensive iron-wired barricades to keep the World War II vets out of the World War II memorial that the feds didn't pay for, don't own, didn't build. Mount Vernon, they don't run it. They don't administer it. They don't own it. But it's designated as a federal park, so they block that. Just an orgy of bug-eyed control freaks running around doing stuff so absurd that I don't even have words at this point to describe the mega-level bizarreness. By the way, last night we were up here, and Don Salazar stayed late to write an article. We had tips and went and checked it. Indeed, it's true. There was a military Marine Corps Army drill outside the White House and its surrounding areas with checkpoints. They call it a drill. It's martial law preparation, conditioning the public. But it turns out that was going on, and that's what she probably ran into that. They've made all this up, just like they made up the gun and the rest of it.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine. Iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Patriots believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We believe that protecting the home front is our responsibility. At PatriotCrimeDefense.com, we bring you the smartest, most affordable investment for your home to protect you and your family from thugs and criminals. Don't let them forcibly take what you've worked so hard for. Visit PatriotCrimeDefense.com or call 888-960-2946. Invest in your family and your home at PatriotCrimeDefense.com, your home's first line of defense.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's Friday.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, economist and fund manager Peter Schiff has proven extremely accurate in the last few years of his predictions. Will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour to talk about this story in the Financial Times of London. Global economy is in epic scale change, says IMF's Lagrange. And, of course, they mean by in an epic challenge, a challenge for them to use the global crisis they've engineered to consolidate control over the planet and bring in total corporate anti-free market crony capitalist tyranny. So Peter Schiff will be joining us for about 20 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. Mark Dice is going to be coming on the show as well to discuss his new video. It's funny, I was already setting him up for the show today when I saw the video this morning, and now DrudgeReport.com has linked to it. Democrats do not even know what party Obama is in. And by the way, we've talked to Mark. This is everyone he talked to. There's one woman who knows he's a Democrat, and she's a Democrat. There's one woman out of 10 people. He goes out and shoots these in 10, 15 minutes. It's almost as bad in Austin in the trendy areas, and we do these videos as well, but nobody does them like Mark. I've told my crew, mimic what he's doing. Just come up with your own questions. because he really knows how to show how ignorant they are. And they are Democratic supporters. Many of them say they like Obama, but don't know what party he's in. He's just really cool. And Paul Watson points out, how are they going to know what Obamacare really is? How are they going to know what a government shutdown is? How are they going to know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? See, all this propaganda is designed for low-grade morons. We sit here, and the public moves in slow motion. They literally behave like people I've known that have lobotomies. And I'm not a predator, so I don't take advantage. I try to wake them up, and they look at you with this feeble, giggling, bug-eyed look and laugh at you. They know how to do that. In fact, they laugh at Mark. They're proud of their ignorance. And, folks, they want our guns. They want our kids. We are their slaves. Because you can say, well, they can't tie their shoelaces. Oh, you know what? There's more of them than there are of us. That's why we're not a democracy. In a democracy, a pure democracy that some of the city-states in ancient Greece had, we're all taught that Greece was this perfect democracy and it was heavenly. There were 10, 20, 25, depending on what period in Grecian history, over thousands of years, different city-states, different groups. Some did human sacrifice and worshipped basically the devil. Some worshipped nature. Some worshipped science. Some were Spartans. Others were known for being more philosophers. But the original democracy, they would have two wire buckets, baskets up on a hill, and that particular group, I think that was in Athens, I'm going from memory, they would go up on the hill for a period, and they would put black rocks for a yes, for a nay vote, and white rocks for a yes vote. Black for no, white for yes. And they would get together. It was the upper class men. They were the only ones allowed to vote. They'd been voted into the society. So it was a democracy of the oligarchy, basically. They would decide if they didn't like you, they would go have a vote to kill you. And routinely, philosophers and others that criticized them would be taken up to the hill. They would vote and then make you drink poison or throw you off a cliff. And they had similar voting in other areas in and around the Grecian islands and up into Macedonia, where Alexander the Great came from, a landlocked area, what is not even part of Greece today, but was part of northern Greece. I mean, that's just all history. It's a labyrinth, similar to the Minotaur's labyrinth, but much bigger to study any sector of history, especially Grecian history, Cretan history. This is where we get the word Cretan or Cretan, which is the derivative of Cretan, I guess, got turned into Cretan. That guy's a Cretan, which is an ancient, multi-thousand-year-old slang by one group in Greece against the other, saying you're a degenerate idiot. But I'm now digressing, and I apologize for doing that here on the air today. We have a lot of important news to cover, but Mark Dice will be joining us. And then Dr. Steve Pachinik in the last 45 minutes of the third hour, we'll get into the Naval Yard shooting. Former head of PSYOPs, basically for the federal government, heading up the State Department operations. And, of course, first confirming that bin Laden had died 12 years ago and that they would roll him out in the future as a pretext, as a political diversion. And now we have Cy Hirsch saying the same thing, who I didn't know he was friends with or knows well. And we also learned the amazing thing that Tom Clancy, never even tried to get Tom Clancy on, but he didn't do a lot of interviews, was a regular viewer of my films and of the radio show, was a off-and-on listener, that they would discuss the show for 12 years since he and Steve Pachinik, who co-wrote books together and produced TV shows and movies together. He was one of Tom Clancy's main sources. I'm not bragging that Tom Clancy was a listener. It's just I just marvel on a daily basis now, almost. Multiple times weekly, I get contacted by incredibly famous people who, it turns out, are listeners and who say that I've expanded their perspective. And it's just, it's very daunting to know that these incredible minds, literary minds, scientific minds, are looking up to my broadcast, which a lot of the time I hear the rebroadcast, I think is unlistenable. But it's an incredible responsibility, and I am honored to be here and have so many amazing amazing people listening, most of whom don't give me authorization to say that they're even listeners. By the way, I've gotten so busy with all the serious global news, I haven't even aired the interview we shot last Thursday with Russell Brand, a video interview. I haven't aired that yet, and Friday's not the day to air something like that. If we have time, we'll premiere it on the radio/TV show. It's a good interview. It's powerful. This Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., sometime in there, we'll play that on Sunday. Sunday's actually a good day to launch news, I found. Friday is the worst. Everybody knows that. If you want to bury something, put the release out on a Friday afternoon. If you want to really get something out big, they say put it out on a Monday or a Wednesday. In my experience, to get a jump on the news, because the news is so dead, and most reporters are at home deep into a bottle of Jack Daniels or gin and tonic, whatever the case is. I don't know what it is about reporters, but, man, everyone I've ever known is a complete drunk. So I'm not a reporter. I'm a broadcaster. I'm just joking. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're going to air that Russell Brand interview Sunday or Monday, because it is some newsworthy stuff, he said. He has a lot of gravitas in person, a lot of energy. I got to put him up there with some of the most energy I've ever felt, being right up close to that guy. I mean, it was a lot of energy. Now, he'd just gone off stage when he did the interview, but very interesting. That guy's definitely electrified. Whether you agree with him or not, he certainly is on a journey himself towards what I believe is awakening and becoming completely anti-New World Order. In fact, he's pretty much already there. And so it's good to have people like that that are rising icons in the media landscape, in the cultural landscape, who are assaulting the narcissism of the Pavlovian mind control system that we're all under. To some extent, we're all victims of it to one level or another, but particularly those that really buy into the culture of television, dominant establishment television. The old media is dying and on its last legs and falling apart, imploding at an accelerated rate. But mainstream culture, Lady Gaga, the sitcoms, the dramas, that's the real propaganda. It has waned some, but it's still the towering center of the culture. It is the sun of our political solar system. And worldwide, Hollywood is the center of the cultural, spiritual morass, the bygone swamp of cultural decay, the huge festering cesspit. And it itself is imploding financially, but still, even in its flailing gesticulations, it is dominant. Not hyper-dominant. It was hyper-dominant worldwide. Now it's dominant, but sinking quickly. And they know they're sinking. The mayor of Los Angeles has panicked and said everyone's fleeing. Well, of course everyone's fleeing. It's a giant con artist operation. And then it will fully implode in the next decade or so. But by then, we may be into World War III, so it really won't matter in the final equation if we don't turn things around and kind of stop the collective insanity that is gripping the world. Obviously, you tuned in to hear what I had to say about what happened yesterday with the poor woman who the Senate and House have implied as a terrorist, and said the police acted heroically and they were given a standing ovation. We're going to be talking about Miriam Carey, who was executed, and they said that she was firing guns at him and running into barricades. It turned out she didn't have guns. She wasn't firing guns. It looks like it's the police that ran the barricades. They were having a drill with army checkpoints, and she got scared, as best we can tell, and then fled away and was with her small child. Who wouldn't be scared? I don't want to go to North Korea. It's scary to come up to troops and Marines. We have photos of them, by the way, and police dogs and checkpoints on main roads, not even in front of the White House. And then she ran, and they got her. And then they had a huge celebration. It's ongoing with bizarre ATF agents and people in rock-ready stances with adrenaline in their eyes, patting each other on the back with the FBI, acting like they just fought, you know, 500,000 Chinese pouring into North Korea or something in the Korean War. I mean, you would think they just went up.
You ready, Boots?
onto the shores of Iwo Jima and our Guadalcanal. But you just walked all over a woman and killed her in front of her baby. I mean, you're real studs.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks.
You hear that New World Order?
I never see you when deliberately you put things in my way.
Trying to shut down our economy?
You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while,
I can see.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
And you know what? More and more. more people can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. You know what's happening? People are learning your tricks. At least people are learning your tricks and getting smarter and more informed, or they're succumbing to total zombiosis. But the problem for the establishment is having a bunch of drooling, fearful, sheep-like zombies to even draw from for your own ranks, because you want dumb people working for you so they won't notice the criminal activities you're involved in. That's not tenable even short-term for the New World Order. The spectacle of D.C. on lockdown, panicking, people running, Congress people running in fear, being ordered around by police in these ridiculous police uniforms, everyone lying down on the ground, you know, hiding behind rocks, miles away in some cases, and then the media going for 5 hours and saying she was seen shooting at the police, shots fired, the Capitol's under attack, the White House is under attack, on and on and on and on. And then we find out it's a woman during a drill who drove up to a checkpoint, not barricades, and then ran from a checkpoint and may have bumped up against a checkpoint. But the original report said that she was firing and shot to police at a checkpoint. I said, hope it isn't a false flag with the government shutdown, but it's probably a backfire or something. It's probably because they're always evacuating the Capitol for backfires. Or it might be somebody going postal, or it might be drug dealers. Well, Media Matters, White House Run, came out and said that I said it was a false flag yesterday. And I went to the clip they had, and I did not say that. I said, here we go again. It could be staged. Of course it could be staged. The government's been caught staging everything from the Gulf of Tonkin to Northwoods to you name it to Operation Ajax. Now it's come out in mainstream news. We're going to get to it. That indeed it was Saudi intelligence launched the chemical attacks. Gave the jihadis the weapons. The jihadis want to be rock stars, so they shot video of themselves doing it. But now that's mainstream news. We're going to be getting into all of that. The truth is the system's mad that people listen to us, and they listen to the alternative real media, the resurgent media. Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, says your Bin Laden raid was 100% fake and didn't happen. Obama. What are you going to do, New World Order, bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when reality comes for you? What are you going to do when you implode the economy and your economic takeover of society by design? And then instead of everyone being in the dark about what the globalists have done, everybody knows you're the authors of it. Do you really think armies of drooling supporters that literally don't know what planet they're on? We're going to play some video of this. Democratic supporters don't even know what party Obama's in. They just think he's cool. I like him. I think he's great. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, don't know what planet they're on. Every one of them in Los Angeles doesn't know what planet they're on. But you know what? It's got to be 100 million of us have just armed to the teeth. We know all about the New World Order. We know all about your tactics, battle tactics, propaganda tactics. We're just studying you, watching you, gearing up, passing the word, getting ready. So go ahead, blow up Chicago with a nuke or Dallas or maybe all, whatever city you're going to hit. Blame it on the Patriot Movement. By the way, you know they raided this woman's house, shut down the whole neighborhood, had helicopters and SWAT teams saying she might have been anti-government. That way they put anti-government in there subconsciously. And they go, oh, it's terrible, no anti-government stuff. You know they went through a computer. If she would have ever visited my website, because they've done this over and over again with police shootings, the Boston bombings, they go and get the person's computer. My site's one of the biggest news sites in the world. It's in the top 20, undoubtedly, on record. If you visit it and you commit a crime, they blame it on me. But I'm surprised they didn't just lie about it. They already lied and said she shot two cops. They already lied and said she ran over the barriers. We have the video of who ran into the barriers. Oh, and we have the photos from the Pentagon's own website. They had Marines and Army and police out there with checkpoints searching people. And this woman, who looked like she may have been a paranoid schizophrenic or borderline, fled on prescription. prescription drugs, that's admitted as usual, and they killed her. They killed her.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. We are the resistance. We are the spirit of 1776. Worldwide, the spirit of awakening, the spirit of liberty. Don't tread on us, baby, because we're only getting started. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. My friends, we are here to reignite the fires of liberty inside the minds of men and women everywhere. We are here to try to rekindle the idea of basic human dignity and freedom. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me get into the news here because it's very important. Let me just mention what we have. We have the poor Miriam Carey executed in front of her small child, old enough to see her shot at least 12 times at basically point-blank range directly through the window. They should have just seen she was panicking, let her fled, followed her, stopped her away from the Capitol. Should have shot at her tires. I would have just let her flee and not pursued, followed her by camera. They had her license number, get her later. A lot of cities are actually doing that because these police chases kill so many people with all the adrenaline, including police. No, it doesn't matter when the average animals, the average slaves die, according to the perspective of many in the establishment. But secondarily, could have shot at her tires. No, that wasn't done. She was shot right through the window, right in front of her small child. And then because Obama is seen as D.C. now, I noticed on the YouTube video news I uploaded last night about it and in our articles at Infowars.com being critical of the police, I saw a lot of black folks commenting, and you could follow back their links on YouTube and on my site to their YouTubes and Facebooks. They were black folks mainly, saying we were racist and that we wouldn't be upset if this woman was black. Of course, she was black. That wasn't known yet. But we were only upset because it was a white woman and she was driving a nice car. So people watching this, some black folks, immediately thought because it was a nice car, it must be a white lady, and were glad she was dead, is basically what I was. You can go to my site and read the comments in the article Paul Watson posted about the country that faced down nuclear war in the 60s, now panics and fear and freaks out over woman and car. And in those comments, I saw them there, and then I saw them on the YouTube video I shot right around the same time. Immediately, you're just mad it's a white woman. I wasn't thinking white woman, black woman. I didn't think, oh, they've killed a white woman. I wasn't even thinking she's Hispanic, she's black, she's white. It didn't even enter my mind. It was they killed some woman. And John Bowne ran in here almost like he was psychic. And he goes, I bet they were running drills, part of that East Coast drill. And I bet she came up to a checkpoint, and it's part of the government shutdown with other barricades. And I bet she ran, so they killed her. And I bet it was cops that ran into the barricades. And I'm like, well, you're the news director when Rob Dew's working on Obama deception. Settle down. Maybe your hunch is right. You got to prove that. Settle down. This is like at 2:30, right out there in the studio. You guys saw this happen. Turn on your mic, CJ. I mean, is that not what John Bowne said exactly?
Verbatim.
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 Verbatim. And I went, whoa, dude. Whoa. I mean, because, you know, I get Bowne's a lot like me. He gets real excited. And I was like, how do you know this? He goes, I just know. I just know. Then it all comes in, running a drill. She didn't shoot at him, didn't shoot two cops. The cops were running into barricades. She was on anti-anxiety medication, reportedly bipolar. That's the new name for schizophrenic. You're not supposed to go schizophrenic after 30. But it's happening to people. People are going nuts in this modern society. All the GMO, all the toxins, all the electromagnetic smart meter radiation on record that makes animals go crazy. And so she's flipping out. She's got problems. She goes to D.C. What? She gets freaked out by checkpoints, runs. She's dead. And it turns out Bowne was basically 100% right. I guess just knowing the pity parties they have and the way they all behave and the type of stuff that goes on in this country. All right, before I get into all this news on this subject and then into the government shutdown and the huge new developments there and then exclusive Border Patrol reps claim agents being ordered to stand down, that's from Breitbart. That was said 3 years ago and turned out to be true. It was said a year ago, turned out to be true. Of course it's true when the Border Patrol reps come out and say we're ordered to stand down. I've talked to Border Patrol. I have extended family that are Border Patrol. I live in Texas. They're not allowed to stop anybody, basically. They're there to harass citizens, and by the way, they don't like that. They're told to give people tickets in the national park if they catch you with beer in your picnic basket. I've actually witnessed it. So there's that story. And meanwhile, their drones are being used to watch U.S. citizens, the New American reports, not the illegals, of course. The 100-mile-deep checkpoints on the northern and southern border are there to harass citizens. I've been through them in the north and the south. I've watched illegal aliens with no ID fly. TSA has orders to let them through. Illegal aliens, you know, wearing the Wrangler jeans, cowboy hats, whole nine yards. You know, hardworking illegal aliens. I'm not knocking those folks coming from Mexico. They're nice people overall. But my point is that they're above the law and it's wrong. I mean, if they can drink and drive, and if they cannot have insurance, and if they can get on a plane without ID, and if they can have bank accounts without IDs, then I'm going to change my name to Pablo Gonzalez, okay, because I want the rights they've got. But the reason they've got all those extra rights is because the establishment wants them here to drive down wages and wants to incentivize everything they can to get them here, because their kids that are going to be citizens, they're going to be forced to take shots. They're going to be sucked off of. They're going to be dumbed down. They're going to join the imperial military to fight for the New World Order and Emperor Palpatine. And that's why they're here. They're here because I don't care whether you're Hispanic, black, white, what you are, even Asians, kids, you know, getting out of the stereotype of them generationally staying hardworking. The numbers are there. Turn into degenerate slobs in many cases. I mean, just look at the numbers. Why not? You can go on welfare. So they've got to bring in all these third world populations because the average American doesn't want to go out and start a business or work hard. Now, there's a lot of Americans that do and who are the backbone of this country. I don't care what color you are, but we're the main enemy and being taxed to the hilt, and we're shutting down as well. And indigenous Americans don't have kids. They have like 1.3 kids on average, so you got to bring in illegals to replace them for Social Security. But the point is, the illegals are above the law and are godlike. So just remember that. It's total discrimination. But the bankers run things. That's why it is. But let's show you just one of the videos of police driving at 90 miles an hour and smashing into barricades. And there's several videos of this. They were just crash up derby driving 80, 90 miles an hour, slamming into each other, slamming, just shooting guns wildly, just like New York last year where they shot 9 people and for 2 days blamed it on the guy they killed. They shot people this year and blamed it on the guy they shot. So the new thing is they shoot you, Wild Wild West just starts shooting everything up in the shooting gallery with instinctive shooting training going haywire, and then they claim it's a terror attack, have hyperventilating freakouts, sergeant of arms, Congress people crying, shaking, we're battle hard, we made it up the Iwo Jima, we made it up the hill, we hoisted the flag. I mean, you would think that they just won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, the Congress people are still on TV, hyperventilating, shaking, talking about how they just went through the most harrowing combat mission of their entire life. It's like when Hillary made it up, said she flew into Serbia and her plane was shot up. Total lie. I mean, it is just the wicked flee when none pursue. And it is insanity. Absolutely insane. Because this was a police riot. Let's go to the clip. Of course, when there's a real shooter, though, the SWAT team's ordered to stand down. But when it's a woman, well, then send them all in. And, oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so restrained. Oh, they were so incredibly restrained. Oh, they're so wonderful. Oh, they're so incredible. On and on and on. The sycophantic worship and the maps on CNN and diagramming every factor of it. And will she be an anti-government extremist? They've shut down the neighborhood. Helicopters, armored vehicles, anti-bomb robots. Oh, my gosh. Was the mentally ill woman with a small child an Al-Qaeda operative? Was she a patriot? Was she a right-winger? On and on and on, and then they shut everything down and go, no weapons or no anti-government paraphernalia. So this is the martial law rollout while they were having drills. Show people in a minute the Don Salazar article. It's now in the archive of featured news. Click on top story link at the top of Infowars.com if you're a listener. Top story link takes you to the stories that have rolled off the featured news area but are very important. We're about to redesign the site, so those stories will be up there for a day at least. Won't roll off in hours, but top story link is so important there on the site when you click that. And you can see the Marines and the Army were there running the operation right in that area with checkpoints, where they get everybody ready for martial law. And all over the country, they have federal grants now for warrantless checkpoints, including Army and Marines with sidearms. And they had California drills in Central California. It was covered in the news there, where they actually had heavy machine guns in the back of Humvees aiming them at people like it's Fallujah. And in the future, if one person gets out of their car or runs, they're just going to open up on a whole column like it's Baghdad or Fallujah and just kill everybody because we're the enemy. and then drop an AK-47 on you like they do in Iraq, as they were publicly trained to do. So this is it. And there already are police officers, and the veterans that don't want to do it, they're having their guns taken. So if you're PTSD and want to be a cop, that's fine. But any other thing, you know, you're the enemy. You're going to have your guns taken. So let's go to the police car video. It's up on InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener, of them smashing into the barricade. Here's one of the videos. Folks, this is not a police car if you're a radio listener that came around a corner or something and hit the barricade. This is a cop car driving at like 80, 90 miles an hour straight into a barricade. Straight into it. And it's been confirmed they were doing this everywhere, just ramming police cars. By the way, they weren't even trying to block her in or something in these videos. She's nowhere to even around. They're just driving around, just driving into things. And they did an excellent job, and I think they're heroes. I think it's great. I mean, you look at these D.C. cops, most of them, they look like they're the people Mark Dice interviewed. The story's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com, who do not know what their name is. They don't know who Obama's party is. It is incredible. Video, Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. But they like Obama, though. They like Obama. That's what's key. And you can tell them. He does these videos. We're going to kill the gun owners. Yes, for Obama. Yes. We're going to sterilize everybody for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the guns for Obama. We're going to confiscate all the gold for Obama. As long as you say for Obama, we're going to put the Tea Party in forced labor camps. I think it's good. They're dangerous. And there's armies of these slugs. Armies of them who feel like they're on the winning team, and being on the winning team means they're allowed to have our guns. And they go on MSNBC and say, your children belong to us. And everyone goes, they do. And they call into the show and they say, yes, your children do belong to the state. You've heard them. And then they giggle at me because they're big, tough men. And they think we're going to put up with it. They think we're going to just say, okay, well, you're a big, fat jellyfish. I'll do whatever you say. Now, let's go to the really disgusting video. This is up on InfoWars.com. Congress gives standing ovation to D.C. cops for executing unarmed mother and the minority whip, Steny Hoyer. And these people were all shaking and like rubbing their hands and just, oh. I mean, it was like bad acting, like five-year-olds acting in a school play about how shocked they were. And they're on the news shaking commander's hands and going, you did a great job, sir. Because they're getting everyone ready that mowing down women is good. You're going to just start hearing about people killed at checkpoints everywhere. I told you yesterday before this happened, if any of those World War II vets resist, I said they'll beat them or shoot them on the spot. Now they've put up metal barricades so you can't get through. And they're reportedly arresting people, but it's not on the news yet. They're keeping media back from that for whatever reason, because they don't like the images. But I'm telling you, folks, they'd love to be able to line World War II vets up and shoot them. And you're like, why? Because they hate them. They hate America. They hate strength in America. If they can just take over and wreck everything, that's why they go on the news and say, we're going to teach your five-year-olds how to do things that... until a decade ago, only men knew how to do in San Francisco. I mean, stuff that I didn't know about till I was in college. They're teaching five-year-olds that I can't say on the radio, on record. And they teach them 2 + 2 = 5. It's total warfare against you and your family. It's total psych warfare so that anything goes. This is psych warfare. This is in psych warfare manuals that are declassified to break your will, where you will put up with anything. So let's go to... the minority whip in the House. Well, first, let's just go to them doing a standing ovation for the public execution of the woman in front of the Capitol. Here it is.
I know that I join the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police.
Yay! Oh, yes. I mean, even if they had to kill her, which they didn't, you're going to go have a sick... You should have said, well, sad this had to happen, but it was a danger, and we're doing an investigation. Instead, yay, we're God. Everything, we're giving $47 trillion to foreign banks. We're setting up checkpoints. There's troops on the streets of D.C. and Chicago. Yeah, we're bringing in martial law incrementally. Oh, Cantor was even sicker than Hoyer.
He was like, I just want to say, you're heroes. Everybody's like, oh.
I mean, this is mass mental illness, idiocracy on PCP.
Mr. Speaker, all too often we take folks who are prepared to put their own lives and safety at risk to save from harm's way. Not only those who, those of us who work on Capitol
Hill. He was about to say save lives.
Those who visit their Capitol. And so I know that that round of applause was heartfelt and deeply meant. And we thank them, and I'll yield to the majority leader before I ask him a question on the schedule, but I yield to the majority leader.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the gentleman for yielding and concur with his thanks to the Capitol Police.
Great job.
And as well, each and every day,
okay,
all of us benefit from their dedication and commitment to
save the police. A great job.
People who visit this Capitol. And
you killed that upset woman real good, Father Ken.
And,
great job, smashing police cars into everything.
To,
like chickens with their heads cut off, just running cars into things,
really
people running. I mean, is this land of the free, home of the brave? Just like panicked, freaked out. I mean, is this what America is? Is this what an American band is? We're coming to your town. We're tough. We're mean. We're ready. Ah, there's a woman with a car. Kill her. Ah, run police cars and everything.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Three letters can strike fear. EMP. And only one bunker on Earth is EMP, RF, EMI, and infrared proof. True Protect Ready Bunkers. True Protect Ready Bunkers can be lived in year-round, buried or unburied, easily fit 8 to 12 people, and also serve as great storm shelters. They're the best protection known to man, regardless of the threat, and drones and satellites can't detect them. Learn more at TrueProtect.com. That's TRUProtect.com. Or call 877-219-5616.
Isn't Wi-Fi great? You can browse the web anywhere. Coffee shops, airports, libraries. But using public Wi-Fi means that people can spy on you. And it's easy as, yep, they can access your data at the touch of a button. Seriously, even your internet service provider can see every website you ever go to. Private internet access has got your back. How? Well, it's kind of nerdy, but to put it simply, spies and companies that track you don't like us one bit. We create an encrypted tunnel so that nobody can spy on you. We also provide IP cloaking, which frees you from geographic restrictions when you're traveling. Register today and disappear online the way it was supposed to be. Go to privateinternetaccess.com right now. Because your family's privacy is worth it. That's privateinternetaccess.com.
Land of the free, home of the brave. Oh no, there's a woman running from the cops. She didn't like the checkpoints. Quick, smash your police car. cars randomly into things. Click, shooter, and then celebrate and talk about how they're heroes. That's a quote by the police chief. They acted heroically, killing the woman. Yeah! We're tough! We're the good guys! We're the American band. We're the land of the free. Home of the brave. Let me ask you a question. Do any of you believe that anymore? I know I'm an American. I know I love freedom. I know that I'm not going to go along with all this hysteria of the nanny state where we all ninny in fear and now little girls can't wear NRA shirts that just say NRA and kids can't wear American flag shirts to school because it's offensive to the illegals and kids can't bring an army man that has a gun in his hand to school or they get arrested. This is a joke how authoritarian our country is. This is a joke how it's under mind control. And they're just normalizing the absurdity of D.C., run by a bunch of criminals, owned by foreign banks, looting the country, shutting it down right now. And we're being lectured all day long about how much the government loves us. Coming up, we're going to have Mark Dyson and play the incredible video that's up on Infowars.com and DrugsReport.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com, where Obama supporters, 9 out of 10, do not know what party Barack H. Obama's in. A couple government employee controller types, retired women, government controller mastermind types, they walk by and laugh because they're inner party members. They're smart enough to know what party he's in. That's a sign of genius. Being able to tie your shoelaces in the Democratic Party, I'm not joking, is a sign of the upper brain bug guild. You're a brain bug. If you know how to wipe your hind end in their cult, I'm serious. If you know how to talk, you're in the upper caste of these people. I'm not kidding. I mean, and they're dangerous. A stampede of cattle will kill you, folks. They're deadly dangerous. But the upper caste, because that's a man, that's the enemy. All right, we're in control. He's trying to tease me. I'm in command. And they give him a cynical, we know he's a Democrat. It's our operation. We did all this. You know, so he runs into one group that's, we're in control. What are you doing? You can see? I can tell you're making fun of me. These people are our victims. he does run into one group that's awake, an upper caste brain bug, two of them. So we're going to show the upper caste. That's a good name for him, upper caste brain bug. Well, you know, like in Robert A. Heinlein's novel, Starship Troopers, the brain bug. Of course, they don't really have the brain bug, do they, in the actual book. It's the movie. That's some futurist propaganda stuff they put out through Heinlein, by the way. Same thing with our good buddy who just passed, who was a great writer, Tom Clancy. Okay, let's just stop right there while I'm ranting and raving. Let me get a bottle of this right here. It's sold out right now, but you can still order it. We have the highest quality Nation iodine that is a detoxifier, a fluoride, you name it. Paramount of all the iodines, this, according to the doctors and experts we've talked to and the literature is out there, look into it for yourself. It's amazing. At InfoWarsLife.com, you can get Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com, the nascent atomic iodine, the best for the old thyroid, InfoWarsLife.com. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have the Modafylin that with the seaweed uploads from the ocean, the same atomic iodine. It's got that, the Modafylin, and InfoWarsStore.com. It's on both sites. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we've got the ProPure water filters discounted with promo code WATER.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.